Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 13th week after the Sunday of Trinity Wednesday. Our scripture reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Our scripture lesson comes from Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. Far be it from me to glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The really wicked people in God's sight are those who are proud of their external performances, who want to justify themselves and be accounted righteous before God because of their works. The lawyer in the gospel belonged to this class of men. What a proud ass he is. And like a proud ass, he comes to the fore. He imagines that Christ can find no fault in him. He probably even thinks that the Lord will commend and praise his life right here before all the people. It never entered his head that he might have something to learn from the Lord. He was only seeking his personal honor and glory. This coxswain was expecting a song of praise from the man to whom the people looked up and about whom everyone wondered. The Lord does not really do this man a service in shaming him like he does. Christ can really be quite unfriendly and anything but kind, especially when he tells people in plain, unvarnished truth. One can understand why some people became so cross with him. This pious, holy lawyer is still standing on his head. He has but one aim in view, to cash in on the very high reputation he has won by his holy living. He is quite sure that he has fulfilled all the commandments. He hopes to hear from Christ in commendation, "My good man, you have done everything. All is well with you." But Christ says, "Do this." In plain language, Christ means to tell him, "You are a complete fake. You have never at any time kept this law, not even a letter of it." He shows this man his wickedness. The poor simpleton thinks that he should be in one of the upper seats. It would be fine and clean. He would rather take his place among the angels than among these people. At times, Christ can certainly be a very strange Christ. Let us pray. You have made it perfectly clear, O God, that self-righteousness never has any room to spare for your grace and mercy. Empty our hearts of all false pride and self-righteousness, that your grace and mercy may enter and abide there, in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.